This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Washington on Friday meeting with President Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kyiv and many backers want the president to allow weapons it's received from the U.S. to be used in striking targets deeper inside Russia, and there are signs he may shift American policy.
We will do exactly what we have already done, which is we will adjust, we'll adapt as necessary.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said something similar in May before the U.S. allowed Ukraine to use those weapons just inside Russia. Two officials familiar with the talks say Britain's Keir Starmer will ask the president here today to allow Ukraine to use British missiles for expanded strikes in Russia. Vladimir Putin warns Ukraine's use of long-range weapons would put NATO at war with Moscow. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a briefing on Friday, White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has no plans to lift the restrictions on Ukraine's use of certain weapons in Russia.
There is no change to our view on the provision of long-range strike capabilities for Ukraine to use inside Russia. And I wouldn't expect any sort of major announcement in that regard coming out of the discussions, certainly not from our side.
Longtime drug cartel leader Ismael El Mayo Zambada has pleaded not guilty in New York on a 17-count indictment, accusing him of narcotics trafficking and murder. Sought by American law enforcement for more than two decades, Zambada has been in the U.S. custody since July 25th. His surprise arrest has touched off fighting in Mexico between rival factions and the Sinaloa cartel. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A new mpox vaccine for adults has been given the go-ahead by the World Health Organization. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The World Health Organization has said it has granted its first authorization for use of a vaccine against mpox in adults. The WHO called the mpox vaccine approval an important step towards fighting the disease in Africa. The vaccine, created by Bavarian Nordic AS, will now be available for donors like UNICEF and Gavi, a vaccines alliance, to buy it. But supplies are limited because there's only a single manufacturer. The WHO chief called for an urgent scale-up of procurement, donations and rollout to get the vaccine where it's needed most, along with other response measures. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Africa's president signed a contentious education bill into law on Friday, despite threats from his party's main coalition partner to mount a legal challenge. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Their row centers on schools that teach in Afrikaans, a language promoted by South Africa's white minority rulers under apartheid. Part of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, or BELA, gives the Education Department the power to approve school boards' language policies. Cyril Ramaphosa said that would help prevent discrimination. Ramaphosa's African National Congress rules in an uneasy coalition with several parties, the largest of which is the Democratic Alliance. However, the DA, which has struggled to shake its image as the party of white privilege, has defended single-language schools. Shortly before the signing, the DA promised to fight the legislation in the courts.
David Doyle for Reuters. When Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko used the full force of his security apparatus to smash mass demonstrations in 2020, one protester became a symbol. Now she's starving in prison, according to her sister. Lucy Fielder reports.
Maria Kolesnikova became a symbol of defiance in Belarus when President Alexander Lukashenko used the full force of his security apparatus to smash mass pro-democracy demonstrations in 2020. Now she's starving in prison and being held incommunicado in a tiny, stinking cell, according to her sister, Tatiana Komich. The Belarus Interior Ministry did not respond to requests for comment on her conditions. Kolesnikova gained further renown when masked officers snatched her from the street to deport her to Ukraine. She tore her passport into tiny pieces at the border so they couldn't. Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years on charges including conspiracy to seize power.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Brazil Supreme Court Justice Alexandre de Moraes decided to lift blockages previously imposed on Starlink and X accounts after ordering the transfer of 18 million reais, or the equivalent of over $3 million. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.